right, we are at the end of the week. Made it to Friday, day 35. We are in Habakkuk and Zephaniah. And I've always said Haggai, but I know it's you say Haggai. Like, do any of us really know?
I only know because it was part of the song I learned.
Oh, I didn't learn a song.
Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah.
Ooh. Yeah,
and
I don't know.
The
that
last
song.
Book, Malachi.
The great Italian.
Malachi. The great Italian prophet. Yeah. So that's how I have to know.
I always
the
say
minor
Malachi.
Prophets. When I'm looking and I'm like, which direction do I go?
Yeah.
I have to sing the song in my head.
I need a better song.
Yeah. Anyway, so Habakkuk.
Yes.
We're in Habakkuk, and the tension for Habakkuk is real. I love this, right? Because this is a godly, holy man, and he is looking at the nation, and he is seeing that all of these so-called people of God are just not acting like people of God. Mm-hmm. They're wicked. They're bringing pain to each other. Right. They're just acting in such sinful way. So he's actually complaining to God.
Mm-hmm.
How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you're not listening? I cry out to you, violence, but you don't save. Like, you're looking at all of the injustice of your people, and he's like, it's like you're doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And God's like, hey, be cool. He's like, I'm going to do something in your day that you wouldn't believe, even if I told you.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what he says. Here's what it is. I'm bringing the Babylonians, mm-hmm. and they are going to come, and they are going to be an enemy to you, and they're going to mm-hmm. defeat you because I sent them. And then Habakkuk's like, whoa, time out. Lord, aren't you holy? Like, how can you, a holy God, use evil Babylonians to do your will?
Mm-hmm.
And basically God's response is, just chill. Right? I am holy, and I am everlasting, and I am sovereign, and I am in charge of all of these things. I love the picture, right? The Haggai's tension is real. He's like, God, you're holy. How can you look on this evilness of your people?
Mm-hmm.
God says, I'm not. I'm sending Babylon. He's like, God, you're holy. How can you use an unholy people?
Mm-hmm.
And basically God is saying, look, I am sovereign. I am in control,
mm-hmm.
and I am just. Trust me. And it's an interesting thing that he deals with. And then we get to Zephaniah. And Zephaniah in chapter 3, go figure, more of the same. Jerusalem is being evil. And so God is sending the prophet and basically trying to call them to repentance. Woe to the city of oppressors, rebellious and defiled. She obeys no one. She accepts no correction. She does not trust in the Lord. Right? And he just goes on and on and on. He's like, your officials are like roaring lions. Her rulers are evening wolves. They leave nothing for the morning. He's like, man, all of the leadership in this city is wicked. And he's talking about Jerusalem. He's like, unrighteous, and you know no shame. And then he talks about the fact that even though they've been corrected, they still remain unrepentant. They still, he says in verse 7, O Jerusalem, I thought surely you would fear me and accept correction. Then her place of refuge would not be destroyed, nor all my punishments would come upon her. But they were still eager to act corruptly in all they did. Therefore, this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I will testify against you. I will gather the kingdoms and pour out my wrath and all of this. But then he also says, what I love is starting in verse 9, I'll save a remnant. He always mm-hmm. says, but in tenderness, I will save a remnant. I will call them to myself. They will call on the name of the Lord, and I will save them. On that day, you, Jerusalem, will not be put to shame for the wrongs you've done to me, because I will remove from you your arrogant boasters. But I will leave within you the meek and the humble. The remnant of Israel will trust in the name of the Lord. So it's this same process. He's saying, look, judgment is coming upon you, but not everyone in the nation is wicked. And I will save those who are humble and who are repentant. And I will remove those who are arrogant and proud. And then in Haggai, there's two chapters there, and Haggai takes place We talked about the nations going into exile. But then during the reign of King Darius, the same King Darius that was king when Daniel got thrown in the lion's den, same king, mm-hmm. He is the one who is partly, first it's Xerxes and then it's Darius, who allows the people to go back. And so Haggai is a prophet who is talking about, hey, Zerubbabel, you are governor of Judah, right? And to Joshua, son of Jozadak, who's the high priest, and here's what Haggai is all about. Hey, it's time to rebuild the temple, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. right? You guys have been back in the land now. You've returned to the land, right? And yes, the enemies are saying, don't rebuild the temple, don't rebuild the temple, don't rebuild the temple. He says, but I'm telling you, mm-hmm. as a prophet of God, God himself says, now is the time to rebuild the temple. Stop living in houses while the house of God is in ruins and build the temple. And so that's what it is. And so the prophecy of building the temple and the blessings for the people that are in response to that. So that's Haggai. And so we see as we read through these minor prophets that there's patterns of rebellion, mm-hmm. judgment coming from God, and then a regathering of the nation now to be holy and to be rededicated.